Hello, this is Edie Varley, and I'm the host of the Any Person Mindset podcast series with Dan Coughlin. Dan, you talk about the dangerous evolution of the 80-20 rule. What do you mean by that?
In 1900, a man named Vilfredo Pareto was an economist in Italy, and he noticed that 20% of the people in Italy owned 80% of the land. And then he noticed this phenomenon where 20% of the causes created 80% of the effects in several other situations. And this became known as Pareto's principle. In 1950, a man named Joseph Juran was teaching total quality management. A few years before that, he had learned Pareto's principle, and he called it the 80-20 rule. He noticed that 20% of salespeople made 80% of sales, and 20% of employees made 80% of the results for the company. And he emphasized to people to focus on the ideas, actions, and processes that improve results, and to try to stay away from the ideas, actions, and processes that really were not that effective in improving results. And I really agree with his approach that focusing and sacrificing are really, really important concepts. By 2000, the 80-20 rule had become a management rage, and company after company and industry after industry was really focused on the 80-20 rule, and they were providing massive compensation for the top 20% of their employees. But I think that's about the time that the 80-20 rule started to take a dangerous turn. In many companies, without anybody saying it, and maybe not even realizing it, executives and managers started to believe that only 20% of the employees had good ideas. Only 20% of the employees could really make a difference. And only 20% of the employees were productive and really were effective in what they were doing. And this had a tremendously negative effect on organizations. Employee engagement scores began to plummet. Employees began to think the 80% of them began to think that they really had nothing to offer, that their ideas were not being considered, that they couldn't make a difference. And so they started to work for the paycheck and looked around for another job as soon as they could find it in another organization where they felt they could make a difference. So this really was the turning point, and this is when the 80-20 rule began to have a dangerous impact on companies.
Dan, so what do you think executives and managers should use in place of the 80-20 rule?
In my opinion, if executives and managers want their businesses to achieve what the organization is capable of achieving, I think they need to move away from the 80-20 rule to the 80+20 rule. The 80+20 rule says that 100% of the results in a company are produced by 100% of the employees. And any person in the organization can be seen as having the ability, the potential to be effective and to make a significant difference. And with this mindset, every employee is held responsible for making the contribution they're able to make. And every employee is accountable for that ability. And so in this mindset, in this approach, managers and executives focus on holding everyone accountable, and they're open-minded to the possibility that any employee can make a difference. And it was this realization that when companies need to move from the 80-20 rule to the 80+20 rule, it was when the any person mindset began to evolve for me. And so this has become the management approach that I have focused on. And really, it comes down to a few simple ideas. The any person mindset just says any person can make a significant difference. No one is born with the traits necessary to make a significant difference. These are learned thinking traits.
All right, Dan. Well, thank you for today's important discussion.
Thank you, Edie. I really, really appreciated it. Take care now.
Thank you.